everyone. This is AGLCA's weekly blog radio show. With us, as usual, is Steve Cromer, and I'm Janice Cromer, the executive director. We were having some technical problems, and we hope our co-host, John Callahan, will be in a minute. But in the meantime, let me tell those non-members out there listening to the show that the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, which, of course, is the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal Waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, or AGLCA, as we call ourselves, is an organization of people who share that sense of adventure and curiosity about America's Great Loop. Excuse me. Our association's primary purpose is to get you information and enhance the overall experience for those learning about, dreaming of, as well as cruising the loop. Our website is www.greatloop.org, and we'd love for you to visit and become a member. Before we get started, I'd like to thank and acknowledge our admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Regatta Point Yachting Center, Waterway Guides and Magazine, and Skipper Bob Publications. Our co-host this week is the Deputy Director of the New York Canal System, John Callahan. As our loopers approach the Erie and Oswego canals, we thought it might be helpful to learn about the status of locks and things to do along the canal. John, I'm sorry we had a rough start. Thank you so much for being our co-host this week.
Well, on the canal, a rough start is just the beginning of what's usually a great day. So it's great to be with you again, Janice, and thanks so much for having me.
Well, again, thanks for being on. We have quite a number of loopers already in the Erie Canal at this point. I've heard from a lot of them, and things seem to be going smoothly this year. I'd like to start, if we could, though, if you could give us a little bit about the background and history of the canal.
I'd love to. As many of your loopers and listeners know, we've got an almost two-century history of navigation on the New York State Canal System. We are this year in our 190th consecutive season of operation, and this, of course, is the third iteration of the Erie Canal and the other lateral canals, having been rebuilt completely twice. But again, nearly 200 years of proud history offering navigation between the Hudson River and Great Lakes, and continuing to evolve along the way. We are still a critical connection for commercial navigation and, of course, one of the most popular recreational boating destinations here in the Northeast. And still today, we just announced 2 days ago, Janice, that the canal system, in addition to leading to an approximate $380 million in economic activity each year through tourism and visitation, the canal also supports $6.2 billion in economic activity each year through generation of hydroelectric power, agricultural irrigation, industrial cooling water supply, commercial shipping, and drinking water. So it's, as well as a vital navigation corridor, still an inextricably linked part of New York State's infrastructure system. So we're very proud of that as well. But we're very excited. We're coming up on, celebrating our 190th consecutive navigation season, but coming up on the bicentennial of the Erie Canal, which we will celebrate from 2017. That's the 200-year anniversary of start of construction in Rome, New York, July 4th, 1817, leading up to 2025, when we will celebrate the 200-year anniversary of DeWitt Clinton's trip through the Erie Canal from Buffalo down to New York Harbor once it was completed November 4th, 1825. So we're very excited about that as well.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to everyone involved. That's fantastic news. That was the opposite direction than most of our – Buffalo to New York is the opposite direction that most of our loopers go through. We're usually going from east to west.
Well, it only took about two centuries for that trend to change, so it's, these things take time.
Yes. Well, I know last year was a really rough season for our loopers. They were there for 6 weeks, and many went home, and many took a different route. But I understand everything's going really well this year so far. There were a few lot closures, but everything's open right now, right?
Everything is open right now, and I'd like to first apologize to all the loopers that were stuck not only last year but 2 years ago. You know, it's just been a challenging period for us over the last 2 or 3 years, really some extraordinary weather events, stressing and testing the system like it never really has been before, and that has been extremely frustrating for us. I know it's been extremely frustrating for many of our customers, but one of the things we can take away from that is the resiliency and endurance of this system. After two centuries, you know, we're still able to rebuild it, repair it, get it back up and running. And so we are very proud that our men and women out there were able to address that and get us back up and running. And it's true that we continue to rebuild along many portions of the Erie Canal system, especially in the Mohawk Valley. So some of the travelers this year will notice some construction, some minor delays. There may be some work scows and barges at a few of the approach walls, and we're still very much in recovery mode. But that having been said, we are up and running without any real impediments to navigation. We did have some high water a few weeks ago that caused some sedimentation issues. So we do have a few shoals that we've marked with auxiliary buoys, and I would encourage anybody that's traveling along the canal to go to www.canals.ny.gov, go to our news and notices page, and then click on Notice to Mariners, where you'll see bathymetric surveys of the areas where we have shoaling difficulty, along with a list of where those auxiliary buoys have been placed. We still have about an 8-foot controlling draft from Waterford out to Three Rivers and then out the Oswego for people taking the Ontario route. If you're going straight across the canal system, we have a shoal near Lock 29 on the western end down to about 7 feet, which we'll be addressing as soon as we can get one of the dredges out in that direction. So we're digging fast and furious and getting quickly back to shape, but we are for the most part, I'll say, back to normal operation. Very happy about that this year.
Fantastic. One thing I want to say before we go further is with the people getting stuck last year, we had nothing but praise and thanks from everyone to the people, the towns along the Erie Canal, the lock masters. Everybody was just wonderful. They helped as much as they possibly could. So if anybody, lockmasters are listening out there, or any of our marinas along the way, or just town walls, thank you all for all the help. It was really, really appreciated.
Well, that's so nice for you to say, Janice. And, you know, my friend Tom Beardsley is fond of saying that if New York State is a community, then the canal is a sidewalk, is the sidewalk that makes it a neighborhood. And that's so true that, you know, you have such, you know, we have 524 miles of canal. We have over 230 individual canal communities, but it does truly feel like a neighborhood, and the people in the communities along the canal take a great pride and have a personal connection to the canal and really embrace the people who are visiting as if they were guests in their own homes, and that we really engender that sense of community and hospitality all along the canal system. And relative to the people that we have working for Canal Corporation, who are such faithful stewards of this incredible waterway, there's nothing you can really say to describe the sense of personal commitment, dedication, skill that these people exhibit day in and day out. It's really remarkable. We could not do what we do every day. We could not maintain this treasure were it not for the incredible efforts of
Love Talk Radio
and women.
Sorry about that. I don't know what that happened.
No,
if we may stop for 1 minute, John, I think we're ready for
yes.
Our call from Northport Bay Boatyard, a very, very appreciated commander sponsor.
Northport Bay Boat Yard is a complete marine service facility located on Grand Traverse Bay in Northport, Michigan. They feature over 85,000 square feet of heated storage, and they are offering loopers a 10% discount on heated storage, as well as a winter labor rate of $75. That's a $10 discount off their usual rate. For more information, visit www.npbby.com or call 231-386-5151. Northport Bay Boat Yard is a proud Commander sponsor of AGLCA.
Thank you, Beth. John, if you're talking about websites, could you please repeat the website for our members to check the status of all of the locks and waterway?
I will. It's at www.canals, that's C-A-N-A-L-S, .ny.gov.
And then they should click on news?
Yeah, news, events, and maps. And from there, click on Notice to Mariners. And if I can talk just a moment or two about some of the improvements to our website.
We've got plenty of time.
Great. It's really well worth noting that we've made some significant upgrades, and I want to say that most of them are in direct response to feedback that we've received from our customers. And the customers that we have want access to more timely information, especially relative to closures, including when we are closed, updates on when we would expect to reopen certain sections of the canal and under what circumstances. And we certainly appreciate that. We've been hesitant to do that in the past because so many things change day to day, hour to hour, relative to the schedule and the success and the progress we're making with some of the recovery work. But we heard folks loud and clear, so what we did when we were closed for a week or so earlier in the season is we had updates almost daily on when we expected to reopen certain sections, and we got universally positive feedback on that. And so the information that you can get on the website now is much more timely, much more comprehensive, and the website itself has become more user-friendly. And we've added new options such as purchasing a canal pass online.
That's convenient.
Yes, it is. And, you know, again, we measure things in half centuries here on the canal system. So some people have wondered why it took so long to get this feature on our website. He said, well, we just don't want to rush these things. You know, we measure things 100 years at a time. But certainly this is something we've heard that folks do want. We're very pleased to offer the convenience now of getting passes online. You will get electronically a temporary pass that you can display on your mobile device at the lock and or print it out, and then we will mail the actual permit, and you should receive it within 7 to 10 days. But in the meantime, you're able to travel with the temporary pass. So it's a true convenience for our customers, and again, it's an example of where we've listened and tried to respond the best we can to the needs of the boating public on the canal system. So our calendar of events is brand new and much more user-friendly. There are links to other websites that are very, very useful in terms of I Love New York, Erie Canalway, National Heritage Corridor, our great federal partner, Parks and Trails New York, and New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. And in addition to that, we've got some videos about what you can do and see along the canal system. So it is really, if you haven't been to our website in a year or so, you'll find a much newer, user-friendly, and modern and informative website. So we're very proud of that. And I do, if I can make one more plug, I just mentioned the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. The other thing I'd like to announce to your listeners, and they may find it interesting, so sort of tangentially related to the great experience they'll have on New York State canals, is that just yesterday, the State Historic Preservation Board voted to list the New York State Canal System on the State Register of Historic Places. We're very excited about that, and that is a precursor to federal designation on the National Register of Historic Places, which we expect within the next few months. So, again, when we talk about the new canal system, it's easy to forget that, the new canal system itself is almost 100 years old, and as such, very deserving of this sort of important designation. So we're very excited about that as well.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you
so much. A couple questions came up with things that you mentioned. The cost of a canal pass, how much is it this year?
Well, we have not changed our fee structure. So as I think a lot of your listeners and the loopers know, the passes range in cost from $5 for a two-day pass for a vessel under 16 feet all the way up to $20, and that's a vessel over 39 feet. We have four length categories, under 16, from 16 to 26, from 26 to 39, and over 39. So, again, that fee structure for a two-day pass is $5 to $20, depending on vessel length. The seasonal passes range from $25 for a vessel under 16 feet up to $100 for a vessel over 39 feet. And we also have a 10-day pass option, which is exactly half the price of the seasonal pass. So
I think our loopers would probably be interested in the seasonal pass.
Yes, I would imagine. And that's $25, $50, $75, or $100, depending on vessel length. And that's unlimited lockings and lift bridge use for the entire season. So we consider that just about the best deal going. Anyway.
It's not bad.
No.
Question, how long is the temporary pass good for?
The temporary pass you can use until you get your actual pass through the mail. Now, if it's a two-day pass, it will only be good for those two-day passes. So we don't have a lot of people getting two-day and 10-day passes online. Primarily, it's the seasonal pass.
Most of our members are in transit, and it's very difficult for them to get mail.
Yes. And so we do have a lot of people already this year purchasing their seasonal pass online and going through the entire canal just with the temporary pass. So we don't have an expiration date for that. This is a pilot project for us. It's the first time we've done it. We've already identified a few little bugs that we'd like to work out, but so far we've gotten positive response that it's a big convenience, and we'll hope to continue that and improve it certainly going forward.
Fantastic. And touchy question. Again, I'm not sure if this was the Trent Severn or the Erie Canal, but apparently in our discussion forum there was a marker that had moved, and someone reported it to the dockmaster, and the answer was, we only have one maintenance person for the whole canal, and they'll get to it. Is that the Erie? Do you have a lot of maintenance people? Do you know the number?
Well, I'm quite certain it wasn't the Erie Canal or any part of the New York State canal system, including the Champlain, Oswego, and Cayuga Seneca, because we have a robust maintenance and operations program. We have multiple crews in each of the seven sections into which the canal system is divided. We routinely, if like any marine contractor or maintenance organization, we do have equipment that will break down, will need repair, that we'll take out of service. But fortunately, we routinely share equipment between the sections. And for instance, right now, the bulk of our dredging issues and debris clearing issues are in the Utica section, which is generally between St. Johnsville near Little Falls in the Mohawk Valley out to Oneida Lake. And so we have vessels, dredges, tugboats, tenders from the western part of the state and the eastern part of the state all converging in that area, so that we dedicate our resources to where they're most needed. So we are a lean, mean maintenance machine here on the New York State Canal System. Obviously, everybody that's in the maintenance game would love to have more resources and more personnel. We have a great group of men and women that maintain the canal, do a great job doing it. We're routinely putting auxiliary navigation aids in to mark shoals. It's very well marked this year. And again, if you go to our website, www.canals.ny.gov, and go to our notice to mariners page, you'll have a complete listing of where that shoaling is and where those temporary aids to navigation are. So I think we're in very good shape.
Okay, thank you. Before we go on to the next subject, I would like to publicly thank our member, Chuck Baer. Chuck has been fantastic in posting the notice to mariners from the Erie Canal on the discussion forum. So you can obviously go to the webpage, but know that Chuck is monitoring it for us, and we'll post to the discussion forum. Chuck, if you're listening out there, thank you very much, and please keep up the good work.
Yes, thank you, Chuck.
John, before we go, can you please tell us, and I know this is probably your opinion, which is fine, must-see stops along the canal. What town should people definitely spend some time in?
Every single one, of course, would be my answer, Janice, so I don't get in any trouble. But, you know, we have great, there are wonderful marinas, privately owned marinas, all across the canal system that do a fantastic job. And most of the people that travel the canal or have done the loop or come back every few years have their favorite spots. And that's what's great about the canal is that you may have something that you like. You may be traveling with a family. You may be traveling by yourself. You may be traveling with friends. And whatever that group likes to see, likes to do, there's really something for everyone. So you just want to incorporate that into your trip planning. And I'd encourage anyone that's planning a trip to call our navigation program manager, who is new. A lot of people out there have worked with Ted Westerling in the past. He's retired. But Jeff Gritsavage in my office can be reached at 518-471-5014. And he's a tremendous resource for anybody that's making a trip and wants some assistance with trip planning and what sort of stops to make, because he, like I have, has had the privilege of traveling the entire canal system and knows all the ins and outs of those communities along the way.
Oh, John, that's wonderful. I didn't know that resource was available.
Sure, of course.
I don't know if our members were aware of that, but that's very valuable information. Thank you.
You're very welcome. No, we love to work with people not only during their trips and be a resource for folks who need a little local knowledge, but before the trip and after the trip. And one of the most useful things to us is getting that feedback from people who have made a trip through the canal and hearing what we can do better, how we can disseminate information more efficiently, and how we can make the experience of recreational users of the canal system that much more enjoyable.
Well, I think that's a good place to close, John. You've been so
great.
Informative. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like our loopers to know about the canal or this season?
Well, I just, again, want to say that from the tremendous support we receive for this waterway from Governor Cuomo day in and day out, it's been so supportive in telling people through the I Love New York program and other means how wonderful the canal system is, how iconic, what a wonderful time one can have traveling along the canal. To our chairman, Howard Milstein, and director, Brian U. Stratton, who wanted to be with you today, we're just so privileged to maintain this treasure for, not for us, but for you and for the loopers and for the folks here right in New York State who rely on this as a recreational asset and just a tremendous quality of life benefit. It is a real privilege and honor to be part of New York State history and part of keeping this iconic, beautiful treasure alive. So it's just a joy, and I really appreciate the ability to be with you today. It's always great.
Well, thank you very much, John. To all of our loopers out there, safe cruising this week, and we'll be back next week. John, have a great week, and thanks again.
You too, Janice. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.